Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. The presidency of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences are currently in Rome to meet with courier officials and discuss issues facing the Church in Europe, as well as ongoing projects. On Monday, they were also received in private audience by Pope Benedict XVI. We spoke to Secretary General Father Duarte da Cunha.
This meeting with the Pope and the presidium of CCEE is something we try to do every year and a half, every 2 years, to keep updated the Pope about what's being done in our organizations that gathers the bishops' conferences in all Europe. And we mainly spoke about the themes, the topics we are dealing in the meetings with the bishops, the presidents of the bishops' conferences, the general secretaries, also in the ecumenical things doing with relations with the CEC, that is the conference of the churches. Protestant and Orthodox churches. The Forum Catholic, Orthodox Catholic, that we are also doing, it's a more bilateral meetings every 2 years. The questions of migrations, we have not long ago a congress about migrations, and it was also presented to the Pope, the main conclusions. And we see the Pope very, very happy coming from Portugal. It was very visible. He was very glad, very, very happy, but also very convicted of the importance of to evangelization in Europe, to rebuild from the roots, the Christian's roots in Europe, to rebuild a new society with hope, with charity. And it was very important how they said, how he was attentive to the things we were saying, and also how he continues to trust on the bishops in Europe. It was also said, and it's true, that every meeting in Europe this last year, from the several topics, we always send a message to the Pope. And it's very clear that the bishops in Europe wants to tell the Pope that they are with him, at least most of them.
To support him in his mission.
To support, yes. Mm.
You talk about the press release after your meeting talks about some work in progress that the CCEE is focusing on. Can you talk to us a little bit about perhaps your main priorities or some of the main focuses for the coming months?
Well, the main thing in Europe is to strengthen the collaborations between the bishops' conferences. There are several things that are very specific in each country, but they are also important to be together in looking for new solutions and new perspectives. And so the main project in CCE is always to help the collaborations through the meetings. We are very convinced that the meeting, personal meetings, and the friendships that can be come from these meetings are most the strength, the force of for the future collaborations. So we will have the next plenary session in October, and the main topic will be demography and family. We will see the problems of demography in Europe, but through also the family issues. We don't want to see only the birth rates, but also the main thing inside of the family. We will also have the General Secretary's meetings here in Rome during the closure, the finish of the priest's year. So we will participate on the celebration of the Pope, and then we will speak about collaborations between the churches, the bishops' conferences, but also with the Holy See. We are also trying to see how we can use the internet and to strengthen the more common contacts between the bishops' conferences, also taking chance of all the technologies and that nowadays we can find. There are also this ecumenical process with the Orthodox, with the Forum Catholic Orthodox, and this is very important also because we see that there are several things not we don't discuss dogmatic and theological issues. That is more with the Pontifical Council. But our main thing is about social and ethical issues that matters the people, for the communities. And so we are going to have a next Catholic Orthodox Forum in Rhodes next October. This is, well, some of our ideas and projects. We will also have a big pilgrimage about the safeguard of the creations from Estragon to Marietzel, where we will have a part coming on the Danube by boat, also to see the problems of the water, the energies. And then we are going to have a ecumenical prayer, walking 10 kilometers till Marietzel. So it's in September to celebrate also the period of creations that we want to also in communion with the Orthodox. We are trying to do this, some things. We are a small secretariat, so we cannot do everything.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.